Morning, everyone. My name is Tyler Benting, the president of the Youth Commission here in our diocese, the Diocese of Southeast Florida. Thank you. And about 2 days ago, I was asked to talk to all of you about peace and how I find peace in my life. And it was hard to come up with something to say, mainly because nowadays it's so hard to find peace in our world. We live in a world where things always change, and we've adapted so quickly that none of it seems strange. But we live in a world where people of all colors walk the streets, a place where there's always someone new to meet. Although we live in a world filled with violence, riots, and acts of terrorism that leave us all sitting in silence, but we live in a world where you can dream. One where you can think for yourself, and one where we can work as a team.
We live in a world filled with poverty, a world in which there are those living in penthouses and those living modestly. Chaos and order. Those are two words that best describe our world. If you were to walk down the street, turn on your TV, or even pull out your cell phone, it is almost certain that you'd encounter one of those moments, a moment filled with chaos, or a moment filled with order. And with all that happening, it's hard to find our path to peace. We're so distracted by our cellular devices, big screens, and objects that excite us, all things that we think unite us, but the truth is that all that's the reason that we are like us. And if it's not that, it's arguments about politics, racism, gay rights in the economy, social media, and all types of equality. They're all distractions. It's our job. It's our responsibility. Not only as Christians, but as people, to set aside our distractions and help one another find a path to peace. You know, life is like a book, and if we keep following the same path, well, we might as well title the next chapter our last. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Johanna, and I'll also be talking about peace. EYE was all in all a great, if not amazing, experience. But what stood out to me the most was the kindness of everybody. Once we stepped foot on campus, it felt like we were meant to be there. Everyone was so warm and welcoming. Everyone just talked to you like they'd known you forever. People will just run up to you and start a conversation within seconds, and they're all so polite. The meal times was probably where most of the bonding happened. Kids from around the country or even world were there. We got to learn different things about different places. We met and saw kids from around the world who told us their personal stories. And one of the best parts was that if you were very shy, by the end of this week, you opened up more to everyone, just because EYE felt like a family. It was truly a place that felt like home. I learned that even though we were all different, we were all able to join together for peace. This shows that the Episcopal Church is such a peaceful place, especially when brought together. Thank you.
Good morning. I had a very unforgettable experience at EYE, including all the activities. My name is Saliska Corbin. I'm going to be talking about how can we be a peacemaker in a community. But first, what is a peacemaker? A peacemaker is a person who brings about peace, especially by reconciling adversaries. Some of the examples and ideas that I brought back from EYE is that we can write letters to the poor saying that God is with you, you are never alone. Even through the tough times and the worries, he'll be by your side. Don't ever forget that he is right there. We can also visit charity places like the Ronald McDonald's House around Christmas with gifts and dinner for them to make them feel at home. Including about writing letters, we can write letters to people in prison saying also that God has a plan and a future for you. If you see someone at school or at work having a bad day or not feeling up to par, try to sit down with them and make them find their own inner peace. So I ask you this again, what is a peacemaker? A peacemaker is me, but not just me. A peacemaker is all of you. So that if we combine all of our peace, we can reach the goal of having world peace. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Katie Gould, and I'm here to talk about peace in the world. So while I was at EYE, I learned how peacemakers can make a lasting impact in the world. In March, I had the opportunity to attend the United Nations as a delegate. I admired the people who spoke out for what they believed in. This shows that spreading your idea can help bring awareness to the greater goals of society and the world. At EYE, the Greater Church introduced us to the Episcopal Relief and Development. This church-based organization showed us how an animal is not only food, but a new business that now supports a community in third world countries. Lastly, they announced at the conclusion of EYE that the Episcopal Church is planning to host an EJE in Central America for all the Episcopalian youth who couldn't get visas to get into EYE this year. This way, everyone from Province 9 can hear God's word and spread it to their own parishes and throughout the world. All things considered, peacemaking is not an easy task, but will make a lasting change within yourself, the community, the Episcopal Church, and the world. Thank you. And now we have, Johanna and I compiled a video of a little snippet of our experience at EYE.
I woke up pissed off today, and lately everyone feels fake. Somewhere I lost a piece of me, smoking cigarettes on balconies. But I can't do this alone. Sometimes I just need a light. I call you on the phone, need you on the other side. So when your tears go down your pillow like a river, I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. When you're screaming, but they only hear you whisper, I'll be there for you. But you gotta be there for me too. Last year took a toll on me, but I made it with you next to me. Around the world and back again. I hope you're waiting at the end. But I can't do this alone. Sometimes I just need a light. I call you on the phone, need you on the other side. So when your tears roll down your pillow like a river, I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. When you're screaming, but they only hear you whisper, I'll be loud for you. I'll be loud for you. I got you, I promise. But let me be honest.
So first, I'd like all the visitors to please stand, and we'd like to thank you for